Congratulations on one of the funnest rides I've been on.
Oh, thank you.
At the movies. You guys must both have grown up with horror films. I mean, you know, from the 70s and the 80s and all that. Matt, talk to me a little bit about your love of horror.
I mean, I got into horror pretty young when I first saw Nightmare on Elm Street and watching
maybe
a lot
young.
Of yeah, probably too young. Watching a lot of like Twilight Zone, and you know, that I think that was the gateway. But I think once that door opens for you as a kid, hopefully not too young, I think it's just a whole world that's so exciting to explore. I mean, I've been doing, you know, been into it for like 40 plus years now, so.
That's very interesting you mentioned Twilight. Red Serling was one of my mentors.
No way.
Yeah, really? I used to go up to his house in Pacific Palisades and visit his.
Oh, we should interview you.
Yes. Yeah. How long do we have? Half an hour, hour, 2 hours?
But he always said, you know, you can write whatever you want politically or whatever, as long as it's an alien or somebody else doing
yep.
it.
Monsters so, are Due on Maple Street
yeah.
one is one of the most, like, poignant yeah. things that we should watch right now.
Yeah.
Tyler, you grew up as well loving
yep.
horror?
Yeah, I love it. Same. I feel like the gateways for me, they were always, they were like action movies or sci-fi movies that were clearly horror movies, but I think they sort of let you in a different way. And so, yeah, you know, Alien, Terminator, Predator, those were my touchstones growing up and was hooked from the start. And you know, I loved those movies because my dad loved those movies, and so it was a huge part of our relationship watching scary movies together. And I carry a very personal connection to it in that respect as well.
And Abigail carries that through because it's got this double, even a triple twist in it that you don't really quite know what's going on until pretty much the very end, which is what a horror movie should do for you. It should keep you on the edge of your seat, not knowing. And that's where the real horror comes from. And it was on the page from day one.
Yeah, I mean, we got a great script. And then every single phase of the movie, you know, when the department heads all got involved, when the cast got involved, everybody brings great ideas. We're really collaborative. I think at the end of the day, this movie belongs to everybody who worked on it in a lot of ways. And they all had so much input.
And as you say, that the dedication to Angus at the end is so touching, and what an actor he was.
What an actor! We feel so honored that we had, you know, unfortunately too short of a time, but a short time to get to know him and work with him. I think that we feel really changed by the experience of having gotten to work with Angus, and I think that everybody that was in contact with him felt the same way. He was one of the most generous and kind souls, and. Very, very sad that he's gone too soon, but we're so grateful that you know his memory lives on in this movie.
Well, one of the good things is that everybody that I know is raving about this film, and I think it's a must see, not just for the horror, but just as a good time. And you brought that back to us, so thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. That means so much to hear.
Congratulations on one of the creepiest, most fun movies I think I've seen in forever.
Wow, awesome. Wow, fantastic. Amazing.
And I'm a big fan of horror movies. And, you know, in getting scripts like this, there's always a concern, you know, to say, well, is this going to be what's on the page?
Mm-hmm.
Was it for you that way?
Well, when I was shooting a movie with Halle Berry, and I'm doing an interview with Matt, Tyler, and William, and they're in Ireland, mm-hmm. and in their car. And, you know, and it's like, hey, you know, do you want to come over and do this film? But the joy that they had, and I read the script and said, this is amazing. But just looking at their faces, I'm like, oh, yeah, these are people who I want to create a film with. And, you know, their track record is impeccable.
It is. And, yeah. and it must have been a no-brainer.
Then. Yeah.
And for you, I mean, your character is such a great character. Those don't come along all the time because he says so much without saying anything.
He's just screaming. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah, when I read the script, I had seen Ready or Not, and I remember specifically trying to figure out who these guys were and what they had made, and I wanted to watch what they had made, so... when I saw this, I thought, oh, my God, these guys are going to take this and nail it out of the park. Because Ready or Not, they did it for, like, what, $5 or $6 million?
Yeah.
And they created that. So they actually had a much healthier budget with this one. And I don't know. I really had no doubt. I really thought that they were going to be able to nail it out of the park.
And working with such an eclectic group of people has got to be an actor's dream, too, because you're bouncing off of everybody. Everybody's got a different rhythm in this, and you're adding your own rhythm to this orchestra. You've taken it over the top is what I want to say with all of you.
No, I agree. I agree. Melissa's awesome. Dan is amazing. Kasten is just funny. You know, then you got the big guy here. You know, he's on set. He's doing his thing. And then our little darling is as scary as it be. And then Angus Cloud brought all the life and the love and the realness to it. So it was just a great group of people to work with and to just, you know, to be open and generous.
In our final moments we have, what do you think audiences are going to take away from watching Abigail?
I think at the end of the day, with this film especially, we just want people to walk out feeling immersed, fully entertained. You know, any kind of thirst that they had for entertainment will be quenched when they walk out of the theater. And the energy that we had, the energy that was in the script, and then the energy that was in within that group, the alchemy, the chemistry. You know, we kept saying, "Man, I hope this all reads like the the connection that we all had." Yeah. And then when we finally got to see it, like, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, we was like, yo, this is like, crazy.
It worked. Yeah, so, yo, we're just all happy to be a part of it.
Well, I can't wait for Abigail the Musical to come out in a couple of years.
So. I love it.
There you go. There you go.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. You really were great in this. And God bless Angus Cloud. Yes. He's just a terrific guy.
Yes, yeah. He was.
Movie stars. Here we go. Congratulations on Abigail.
Thank you very much.
You know, I want to talk about it, but I can't talk about a lot of it because this is one of those films that audiences need to really kind of see.
I think so.
I hope so.
See together in a big dark room, maybe semi-inebriated, and just laugh and scream a lot.
Definitely.
Catherine, Sammy is such a great character. Was that on the page? I mean, the minute you got it, did you just say yes?
Oh, I think I read it and I thought, maybe, because what kind of role is this? She starts out this girl, and then you know what happens to her. It was a great opportunity, and then it was Matt and Tyler and their openness to all my ideas, good or bad. Mm-hmm. They had never said no, and it helped me have a lot of fun. And I think it was a no-brainer after meeting them.
Was the costuming great for you to inform your character?
I came up with all of that.
Really?
Yeah. I walked on set and my outfit was your outfit. I'm not even kidding. It was like a jacket and pants like that. And I was like, I have another idea. And again, with our costume designer, she got that bedazzled shirt. But all the tattoos, the hair, I don't know what I was thinking. I just wanted to look like that, I think. And it was my opportunity to go full that. And I did.
And Dan, first of all, great shoes.
Thank you.
He always has a, you know, I know. Sparkling shoes.
And incredible voice work you do, and on stage, Shakespeare, and
thank you. Yeah,
all of that.
Does
Shakespeare enter into this in your character?
Does Shakespeare enter into Frank? Not very much.
I feel like there's a crossover. Full Shakespeare.
I mean, there is something. It's almost like Jacobean tragedy about this movie. There's a pile of bodies by the end, so in that sense, it is very kind of Renaissance.
He's Hamlet's dad.
Renaissance.
Yeah. But no, I've always loved voice work, accents. Frank's got an accent, I guess.
We love that accent.
We don't know where he's from.
What is it?
Somewhere. He's on the East Coast.
He's from Scooby-Doo,
maybe?
Actually.
Yeah. He's from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, his character though is so deep and so we really like him at the very beginning, but we also are kind of like, well, wait, should I like him?
Yeah. I don't think you should like Frank, really. He doesn't like anybody. He doesn't like any of the rest of the gang. It's kind of a sort of one last job kind of movie. He's having a bad day. He's going to do this thing and then hopefully just get out. And it gets worse from there, really. So it's a man having a very, very bad night, essentially.
Catherine, in our final seconds, what do you think audiences are going to take away from watching Abigail?
I think that they're going to go for a roller coaster of a good time and laugh and be scared. So that's what I'm hoping they do.
I was laughing and scared at the same time. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you very much.
Great to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
As I live and breathe movie stars, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. You are one scary kid.
Thank
you. Look at her. Look at her.
I know. She's all in pink. And I immediately think that she's just going to jump. What a film. What a great film. And what a joy it must be to play somebody that has got that double personality.
100%. I mean, Abigail's got two sides, so I got to play almost like two characters in one film, but also remembering who she really was. And at the start of the film, you see this sweet and innocent girl, and then really putting myself into that character and making people believe, if they haven't seen anything going into the theater and they don't know what to expect, and really believing that this sweet and little innocent girl's been kidnapped, but she hasn't. But, you know, getting myself into that mindset of the two different sides of Abigail.
Yeah, it's got to be, like I said, one of those things that actresses long for to play. Melissa, I mean, you both have a history in music, but does music play a part in you working out characters? I mean, do you hear rhythms and cadences in characters that you play?
Not really, no. What I realized that really helped me in the more musical projects that I did was the dancing really helps you get into a character. So I knew that Alicia, having that training, was gonna be able to get Abigail's movements like super well in the way that she walks and moves. And she did an incredible job, I think, with that transition, because dancing is just a way to like really be in tune with the whole body. So that's my way into a character is also like, how do they walk? Where do they carry their weight? What is their gait like, and why, and where is the heaviness of their walk? Like, all of that is very important to me for characters.
Alicia, what do you think audiences are going to take away from watching Abigail?
Well, I think Abigail brings you through many emotions and a really wild ride and a roller coaster. But I hope that if you don't like horror films, I hope that you enjoy Abigail, as it really has a funny side as well to it. And yeah, I hope people have a good time and think it's fun and exciting and really enjoy it. I really hope people like it.
You have the last word. What do you think audiences are going to pull away from the film?
I think they're gonna have a great time. That's what we made this movie for. We made it to be a blast in theaters. We made it for people to have like thrills and chills and laugh out loud and jump in their seat. It has a little bit of everything, but it's also not just surface like, you know, action-y kills. There's a heart to it. You know, in the end, there's a real like beautiful message behind everything. So I hope that some people grab onto that. And as long as you have a good time, I think we've mission accomplished for us.
And yeah. You did. Yeah. You did a great job. Thank you both for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.